Hi, thanks for holding. This is Tina.
Hi, Tina. It's me, Alicia, again.
Oh, hi. I tried to call you twice and it didn't go through. Was it ringing on your end?
I'm not sure because I was trying to look for the local Slack number.
Oh.
I was driving. That's why I was like, okay, let me look for a number that I can call.
Okay, no problem. So how did it go at the bank? Were you able to deposit more money?
Yeah, I just came. That's why I was calling. So you can make my payment before they took out the money out of my account because I have like some other bills that goes with the same card.
Oh, okay. So I just tried it and it said insufficient funds. Should I wait a couple of minutes? Maybe the bank takes it some time to post it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. How much did you deposit?
I just put in $260.
Okay. I wonder if, no, there shouldn't be, because was it a cash deposit or was it a check?
It was a cash deposit.
Okay. So I'll try it again because this happened to me once before. I have a client that's in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and she puts her money in the bank and she calls me from the bank and she says, Tina, process it now before someone else does, and then I'll get insufficient funds, and then she'll say, wait 5 minutes and try it again, and I'm thinking like, no, it's still not going to go through, and I'll wait and it'll get insufficient funds, but then for some reason, 15 minutes later, it goes through. So her bank, it just takes like a couple of minutes for it to kind of post on the account. So I'll hope that that's the situation with you because I think that I can get it if I just wait, a little bit of time, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
How long ago did you deposit it?
Now, 5 minutes ago, I think.
Okay. I would think in 10 more it'll be good then. And did you use the MasterCard ending in 3378?
Yeah, I used that card.
Okay. So then that's the one that I'll try to process again in 10 minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right. Don't worry. If there's a problem, Alicia, I'll call you tomorrow. So if you don't hear from me, you'll know that everything went through, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay, yeah, and thank you for taking care of that so fast. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we really need some clients for Christmas.
Yeah, can you help Eva with the dashboard? Once you get this up to speed, go on the dashboard and help him get the leads off there because he said that he wasn't getting those. But I think you could probably go on there.
Oh. Yeah, I don't see any. The only lead that shows on our phone was there a lot of leads on our page or something?
Well, what happens is we have a tracking number on your listing. So when people call 808-466-8986, it forwards over to this phone number, 808-489-3013. So all of the activity that goes on through that tracking number is stored on the dashboard. So, for instance, it says 18 leads, but four of those were phone calls. Uh-huh.
Oh,
and
okay. So I just seen the leads on it, but it just didn't show.
So I think why I want you to go on there once you can get back in is 13 of those leads were text messages and your dad said, Eva said he didn't get them. So when you go to, on the dashboard, it's showing that there was a guy named David Murray that was trying to have him come out to Eva Beach and he was texting him, I have two trees that fell over. Here's my address. And there's a couple of people on here that I think you guys went out to do estimates. And all of the text messages and the correspondence, it's all stored on the dashboard.
Really? You know why? We only, from this website, That
yes.
was the last person we have on our phone was that David Murray. That was the only person. And then one was a guy, it's like a Japanese something, the last name. So it was only two customers that we did. But then most of all, it was just one because we went to that person, Murray David. It was
uh-huh.
it was an emergency, but right when we get there, there was another car right parking at his garage. So he's just that guy, and we came, and that's it. I never received any other messages from any other people.
Well, there was a Neil Yamaguchi. He would have like a mango
yeah,
tree that he wanted lowered.
Okay, yes.
And then
yeah,
there's another
one
on here, and someone just had texted over their address. Let me see here. Oh, no, that's your address. So it says 94-107 Papule Place, Waipahu, Hawaii. So there's a text that came through with that number on it. So maybe you guys were just testing.
Yeah, that
the...
was between us and Murray, that David Murray person.
Oh, it was. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry that he didn't wait for you because he sounded like he was pretty solid because, you know, you can listen to the calls on there. But, you know, sometimes that's how it goes with leads, you know. Sometimes people will take the good with the bad. And he kind of sounded like he didn't want to pay a lot of money to do it, too, because I heard him tell Eva, oh, it's not a big tree. You could probably just use a handsaw and get it down that way. So maybe whoever came before you offered him.
It was really a small tree.
Yeah.
There were like two small trees in the garden.
That's what he said. So probably the other person said, oh, here, I'll do it for a couple of bucks. And so he probably figured that he couldn't beat, you know, that price, you know, by the time you guys came. So, but that's too bad. At least it was close by. You didn't have to go too far, right? Yeah, but keep in mind, Alicia, this second month, things will get even better, okay? It's always the first month that you see some light activity like you did, but the second month when the program starts coming to the full potential.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see here. I think it's been about 5 minutes since I tried it, so I'll try it again and see if it goes through. Nope, it's still saying insufficient funds, so I think I have to give it. This is exactly what happens with my client in Minnesota. I always have to try it, and on the third attempt, it'll go through. So I'll wait 10 more minutes, and I'll try it again, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, Alicia. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, so have a really good rest of your evening. And like I said, if I have any further problems, I'll call you in the morning, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay,
thank
take
you
care.
So much.
You're welcome. Have a good
All
evening.
Right, okay, bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you.